What is up, everyone? Welcome once again back to the Giants Nation podcast. So listen up. I decided to come back on here because I think everyone knows what time it is. It's time to do week number 2 picks. Yes, it's time to do the picks for this upcoming week. It's gonna be a lot of interesting matchups going into this week. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Starting off tomorrow night, to kick off week number 2, we're going to be having the Minnesota Vikings going on the road to Lincoln Financial Field to play the Philadelphia Shingles. The Eagles, the Trash Birds, the Dirty Birds. Oh, I hate this team so much. God damn. The Eagles won a close game last week over the New England Patriots, 25-20. Now, I gotta say, like I said yesterday, the Philadelphia Eagles this year, they don't look as scary this season as they once were. Obviously, they lost 2 of their coordinators. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Eagles look this year without both of their offensive and defensive coordinators, So it's going to be interesting to see how they look, playing in new schemes, and also the Eagles, you know, they brought in some young players from the draft to, join this defense. So the Eagles, it's going to be interesting to see how they play this season. The Vikings are coming off a loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How do you lose to Baker Mayfield? You know, everyone going into the season, I expected a dangerous Vikings team. A Vikings team that can put up points. This was supposed to be a Vikings team. This was supposed to be a Vikings offense that was supposed to scare everyone. That wasn't the case. The Buccaneers defense, they went after Kirk Cousins. You know, that's not good for Kirk Cousins going up against this Eagles defense. You know, both of these teams played each other last year, and the Eagles kicked the Vikings' butt. It wasn't even a game. I hope it's different. I'm hoping the Vikings win this one. This is gonna be an interesting game because I don't know what to expect from the Eagles, you know, but I also don't know what to expect from the Vikings. The Vikings they struggled against a Buccaneers defense that's pretty good, you know. That shouldn't happen. I mean, you lost to Baker Mayfield, you know, I don't know how you lose that game. But the Buccaneers aren't not that bad of a team. They do got talent, but I mean, you should have won that game. I mean, come on. But the Vikings are playing the Eagles. The Vikings are playing an Eagles team that's not as dangerous as they once were. You know, the Eagles are getting older on the offensive line, and they're going to, and there's going to be some points where there could be injuries. And, look, I'm not wishing any injuries on anyone, you know, but I'm just saying, it's going to be a tough game to watch. I don't believe in Kirk Cousins, you know. But Kirk Cousins, he is very good in the regular season. But I don't know what to look at. I don't know. It is in Philadelphia. God damn. I don't know what to pick. I just don't. I don't know how good the Vikings defense is. Now, the Vikings defense played pretty well last week. You know, I don't know what kind of, and obviously going into the season, that was the biggest question. Not just this season, but last year. Like, everyone was, the Vikings defense was the reason why they, the Vikings defense was the real reason why they were in those one score games. So, can the Vikings defense show up? You know, if they can show up, I feel like they can win this game. You know, because Mac Jones and the Patriots offense, the Patriots came back. You know, the Patriots defense looked pretty good, you know, against Philly's offense, you know? But I don't know what the Vikings have. You know, so let's see what happens. Brian Flores is the, oh no, not Brian Flores, someone else is, I don't know who the defensive coordinator is in Minnesota, but this is a game, like, if you're the Vikings, like, this is a game you want to win. You're going on the road in a hostile environment, you know, this is a game you want to win against a team that was literally in the Super Bowl last week. You want, Kirk Cousins has an opportunity to prove to everyone that I can win these kind of games. The Eagles are favored to win by 6 points. I think this is going to be a close game. I think I'm going to risk it, and I'm going to say it's going to be a close game. But I don't want to get my pick wrong, though. I don't. But I think the Vikings defense, I think we see a different Vikings defense. And I'm going to say the Vikings defense will be the difference maker in this game. The Vikings will win this game. But it will be a close one. This game will go down to the wire. I'll go with the Vikings, but I'm not confident in my pick. I'm going to go Minnesota. Please don't. Don't mess up. I'm going to go with the Vikings, but it's going to be a close game. All right, now let's go to Sunday. All right, guys, starting. Okay, first game on the schedule, we got a playoff rematch. We got the Baltimore Ravens going to the jungle, to Cincinnati, to play the Cincinnati Bengals. Lamar Jackson, who got paid this season, will be facing Joe Burrow, who also got paid this season, and I don't know what is going to happen. The Bengals have the Ravens number. You know, this is gonna be an exciting game. You know, like, whenever you see two top teams going at it in a good division, it's gonna be exciting. But at some point there's gonna be a winner and there is going to be a loser. The Ravens, I'm gonna be honest, the Ravens didn't look all that, even though they beat the Texans, the Ravens didn't look all that great in the first half of that game. But, you know, it's only week one, but Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, they look like they're having a tough time with the Texans, you know, so... I think that's an eye out. If I'm a Bengals fan, I will keep my eye on, you know, and if I'm a Bengals fan, that's something I'll keep my eye on, because we all know Cincinnati, they have a good defensive front. Sam Hubbard and Trey Hendrickson rushing the pass, rushing off the edge, you know. The Bengals' entire defensive line is stacked with talent, you know. We all know how good the Bengals defense as a whole is. Like, it's really good. You know, so it's going to be an interesting game. Obviously, mostly all the talk's been about how Lamar, you know, for all the talk for the Ravens has been about how Lamar Jackson's going to look in this new offense, passing the ball now that he has real weapons to throw to. But obviously, That's interesting because we don't usually see Lamar Jackson. We don't usually see him pass the ball. You know, Lamar Jackson, he's known for using his legs. So it's going to be interesting to see how he looks in this new offense going into the season. This is going to be a good game. I think this game's going to go down to the wire. The Bengals are favored to win by 3.5 points. I don't know who to pick. The Bengals got mauled by the Cleveland Browns. Joe Burrow got pulled out of the game. I think this is gonna be a close game. But look, both teams are talented. You know, it's gonna be a loud game. I don't know how to pick them. I don't know. I like Lamar Jackson. I'm a big fan. You guys know that. But I feel like the Bengals are going to bring that pressure and they're going to force Lamar to throw the ball. And that's something that Lamar doesn't do often. But at some point, he's going to have to do it. But I feel like they're going to force Lamar to throw the ball this is how I picture the game. It's going to be tied. It's going to be like 20 or 30, 40 seconds left in the clock. Fourth quarter. The Bengals lead it. The Ravens look to tie it. And the Bengals defense forces Lamar to throw it, and it's going to be interception. I think the Bengals defense comes up clutch. Like they always do against the Ravens. I think the Bengals defense comes up clutch like they always do against Baltimore. And they get a game-winning pick six. I'm going to say the Bengals win this game. But it should be a close one. I'm going to go with the Kitty Cats to win this game. And the Bengals go 1-1. So I'm gonna go with Cincinnati, but it's true. I'm not that high on this pick because when it comes to these divisional games, it gets very tricky because you never know what happens. You never know what happens. But the Bengals do play good at home, and the Bengals, they do have the Ravens number. So let's see how this is definitely gonna be a close game, but I'm gonna go with the Bengals. Alright guys, next game we got a very interesting one. Even though this game might not be watchable, but hey. We got the Chicago Bears who got destroyed and embarrassed by Jordan Love and the Green Bay Cheesehead Packers. The Bears have an opportunity to get back on the win streak, and they're going on the road and playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers, though, are favored to win by 2.5 points. Oh God. Look it. Obviously it wasn't a good week last week for the Bears. Bears fans were excited. Oh, look at the Bears. This receiving core looks amazing. Justin Fields, he's gonna have a breakout season. And then even though Bears fans want to get mad at Justin Fields, he's playing with a trash offensive line. Let's be real here. The Bears' offensive line's not that good. I tried to say that. I did say during my record prediction, I do see the Bears, I can see the Bears improving. But the offensive line is horrible. The Bears don't have a talented player on that offensive line. All they have is a great receiving core. They got a great quarterback that I believe can play at a high level. And they got a really solid linebacking core. That's all they have. Their secondary is no good. You know, they don't have a top player on the defensive line. They don't have anyone. You know? So, and look at it. The Bears are clearly still rebuilding because Ryan Poles, who I think is doing a hell of a job as the new general manager, you know, he's changing the fortune of the Bears. You know, but it's very tricky for Bears fans to believe that because every GM the Bears brought in has sucked. You know, so, but look at Ryan Poles, he's coming from a winning franchise in the Kansas City Chiefs, so it's gonna take time, you know. The Bears are playing a Buccaneers team that has Baker Mayfield, who, look at, it's week one, okay? It's week one. Week one really doesn't count. You know, Baker Mayfield played a Vikings defense that's very suspect. No one knows how good their defense is going to be. We don't know how good the Bucs are going to be. You know, but Baker Mayfield, he didn't play that good in the first half. In the second half, I will give him credit. He did play pretty well. This game, look at, I think this, when I look at both teams, the Buccaneers clearly have the better team, but I believe the Bears have the better quarterback. I don't believe in Baker Mayfield. You know, Baker Mayfield so far has been the biggest bust in NFL draft history. This guy has, how many teams has he went to? He went from the Browns to the Panthers. Who else? Now to the Bucks. Who else did he play for? Like, this guy, he's been jumping from roster to roster. You know, team to team. I think if you give Justin Fields, and look at, Bears fans are not gonna believe me. Look at, everyone has the right to their own opinion. If you give Justin Fields a good offensive line, let's say the Bears still have the receiving core that they brought in, the Bears offense could be legit. I believe in Justin Fields. I don't believe in the supporting cast that the Bears have. That's all I'm saying. The Bears don't have a good supporting cast. Like, how many times was Justin Fields being pressured on? You know? Now, I will say the Packers do have six first-round picks, and when you have that, you're going to expect six first-rounders to be dominant, you know? Look, this is a game the Bears should win, you know, because, look at, I'm not sold on Baker Mayfield. Now, the Bears offensive coordinator, he has to call a better game. You know what I mean? They're a situation, like, if Justin Fields, he's not a sitting duck in the pocket. You can move Justin Fields around. You know, and that's something the offensive coordinator for the Bears wasn't doing. He wasn't moving Justin Fields around. You know, and you better move him around. Let's not act like the Bucs don't have talent on the defense now. They got talent on the defense. You know, so if you don't move Justin Fields around, it's gonna be the same old story. You know, but I'm gonna say the Bears win this game because I don't trust Baker Mayfield. You know, I think. You know, Baker Mayfield, you know, he's going to go into this game. You know what's going to happen? Baker Mayfield, he's going to be going into this game, acting like his old self. He's going to get overhyped, and then he's going to make mistakes. Watch, it's going to happen. It always happens, you know? I think the Bears bounce back in this one, but this should be a close game. You know, I do expect the Bucks to put up points. So this should be a close one, but I'm gonna say the Bears as a whole play better, you know. So I'm gonna go with the upset, and I'm gonna go with the Chicago Bears. So I'm gonna go with the Bears. All right, guys. Next game, we got the Green Bay Packers. They're going on the road playing the Atlanta Falcons. The Packers are favored by 1 point. Wow. This is going to be an interesting game. And I would be crazy to say that when you have a... Obviously, the Packers as a whole, they're a very talented team. You know, the Falcons are still rebuilding, but there's a lot of exciting pieces on this Falcons team. I think Arthur Smith is doing a hell of a job with this team. You know, I think the Falcons defensive line should be a whole lot better this season with the addition of Calais Campbell. Adding him with Grady Jarrett, I mean, you got two monsters in the middle who can definitely exploit offensive linemen. You got Lorenzo Carter who's gonna blow off the edge, and I like Kyle Pitts. I believe Kyle Pitts is going to be I'm not trying to say this kid is going to be up there with George Kittle and the Travis Kelce's, but I believe he's going to have a breakout year. I like Drake London, Bijan Robinson. I like him. You know Matt Riddle. Let's see how he's going to look. Oh, Desmond Ridder. I said Matt Riddle. Why am I thinking of WWE? Desmond Ridder. You know, I want to see how he looks this season. But I'm obviously taking the Packers. You know, the Packers, they are the better team overall. You know, and Jordan Love was amazing last week. I'm going to take the Packers to win this game and go 2-0 and stay undefeated. But, you know, I'm not going to count out the Falcons. This should be an interesting game, you know. This is a Falcons team that's not going to give up. They're going to fight you for every down. But the Packers should win this game. All right, guys. So I'm taking the Green Bay Packers. All right, guys. Next game, we got the Indianapolis Colts. They're going on the road to face the Houston Texans. The Colts are favored to win by 1 point. This is very weird. You got two trash teams going at each other. Now, I will say this. Anthony Richardson, first of all, I hope he's okay. And I'm hoping he can play this week. Anthony Richardson, he looked really good. Even though the Colts lost to the Jaguars, he looked really good. You know, CJ Stroud, obviously he had a rough day. I said this in the offseason about CJ Stroud. He's gonna struggle, especially playing with a Texans offense that's not as bad as people think. You know, there's some talent on this Texans offense. I like Damian Pierce. They got some ballers on the receiving core. And I like Derek Stingley Jr. I'm excited to see him develop into the number one cornerback that I believe he can be. You know, and the Falcons got the The Texans added Will Anderson Jr., who I believe is in run for defensive rookie of the year. You know, so there's a lot of talent on this Texans defense. You know, the Texans defense looked pretty good in the first half against the Ravens. You know, so this should be an interesting game, but I will edge it out with the Colts. I think the Colts offense is a little bit better. You know, I'm gonna go with the Colts due to how good the supporting cast is. You know, I'm not that sold on the Texans offensive line. So give me the Colts to win this game. But like I said, it's a divisional game. You know, divisional games, they get very interesting. But give me the Colts to win this one. All right, guys, let's head to Jacksonville, Florida. We got the Kansas City Chiefs facing the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Chiefs are favored to win by 3.5 points. Playoff rematch. This is going to be a fun game to watch. The Jaguars almost eliminated the Chiefs, but that was until Patrick Mahomes came back in with a messed up foot and beat the Jaguars. This is going to be a fun game to watch, you know? And also, and the reason why it's going to be a fun game, because Chris Jones finally decided, Chris Jones, one of the best defensive players on that Chiefs defense, it's just been reported that he signed a one-year deal with incentives with the Chiefs, so he's going to be playing. Obviously, we're going to see how Travis Kelce looks. The Chiefs offense, even though Patrick Mahomes did whatever he could, the Chiefs offense was horrible. Players were dropping passes. You know, if the Chiefs somehow have that kind, if they have that same kind of performance, the Jaguars could win this game. You know, but I'm expecting this Chiefs offense as a whole to bounce back and I'm hoping they have a better game. But this is not the same Jaguars team that we all saw a few years back. This is a Jaguars team that believes that they can win every game. Trevor Lawrence, he's turning into the quarterback that we all expected him to be. You know, and they got Calvin Ridley back. Travis Etienne, he's one hell of a running back. You know, like everywhere you look, there's a lot of talent on this Jaguars. On this Jaguars offense. In Jacksonville, they got a really good defense as well. So, it's going to be interesting to see how the Jaguars look going into this game. I think this game's going to go down. If you actually think, I think this game's going to go down to the coach. I think both teams are, when it comes to talent level, I think they're very balanced. I don't think one team has more talent than the other. I think both teams, when it comes to talent, both teams are very similar. You know, so I think the Jaguars could win this game. But it's Patrick Mahomes. Actually, you know what? And look, I know you can't bet against Patrick Mahomes. I did it last week. I picked the Lions to win. I'm very interested in seeing how the Jaguars defense is going to do against this Chiefs offensive line. The Chiefs offensive line wasn't that good either. But, you know, I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes bounces back, gets a close win over Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars. I'm going to say the Chiefs win this game by 3 points. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs to win this game on the road in Jacksonville, Florida. Give me the Chiefs. So I'm going to go with the Chiefs. But that game should be a very interesting one to watch. All right, guys, let's head to Nashville, Tennessee. We got the Los Angeles Chargers. They're going on the road playing the Tennessee Titans. The Chargers are favored to win by 3 points. The Chargers put up a showing against a really good Miami Dolphins team. Yeah, I'm gonna take the Chargers. You know, there's no way I'm taking Tennessee. You know, I mean, I don't have faith in the Titans. You know, I don't know what to expect, you know. Yeah, they got DeAndre Hopkins, but so what? Their offensive line's no good. You know, I don't believe in Ryan Tannehill, you know. Yes, they got Derrick Henry, but they don't have an offensive line, you know. I think the Chargers bounce back and they win this game. Give me the Bolts to win this one. I'm gonna go with the Chargers. All right, guys, let's head to Let's head to Buffalo. The Bills are coming off a huge loss to the New York Jets. Obviously, the Bills are looking to bounce back when they're at home. And they're going to be facing Jimmy Garoppolo and the Las Vegas Raiders. The Raiders are coming off a win. The Bills are favored to win by 9.5 points. And I look it. I don't know about that. I think this is going to surprise a lot of people, but I can see this being a close game. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo, look, you guys can call me crazy all you want, but I saw the Jimmy Garoppolo that I saw playing, that was the same exact Jimmy Garoppolo that I saw playing in San Francisco. That was the Jimmy Garoppolo that's the same Jimmy Garoppolo that got traded from the Patriots to the 49ers. You know, and it's no question why he played so great last week. You know, obviously his head coach, who's also a former offensive coordinator for the Patriots, like there's no question why there's a big connection with Josh McDaniels and Jimmy G. But let's see how the Raiders offense does against this Bills defense. Von Miller won't be playing in this game. He's gonna be out for four games. He's gonna be out for the first four games. So this is gonna be Von Miller's second game that he will be missing. Josh Allen didn't have a good game last week. You know, he turned the ball over four times. He threw three interceptions and fumbled and lost the ball. So that was four turnovers by Josh Allen. I just don't have faith in the Bills offense. I just don't. You know, I don't believe in Ken Dorsey. I don't believe he can be a great play caller for this Bills offense. You know, and the Bills offensive line was horrible. They could not stop the Jets defensive front, you know? So if you're Max Crosby, you have a good opportunity. Max Crosby could have a showing. He could show out against the Bills. But I feel like when I look at this game with no Von Miller, I think this game's gonna be I also believe that this game will go down to which quarterback shows up. I'm obviously taking Josh Allen over Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm taking the Bills, but this should be a close game. Give me Buffalo to win this one. And I'm giving the Bills their first ever win of the 2023 season. You know? So give me Buffalo to win this game. I'll win this game, but it should be close. So give me the Bills. Alright guys, let's head to Ford Field. The Detroit Lions, who probably got the biggest win in week one. The Lions were coming off a huge win beating the defending Super Bowl champs. The Lions are gonna be back at home and they're gonna be playing a Seahawks team that lost to a depleted Rams team. How do you lose to the Rams? Like, how does that happen? The Lions are favored to win by 5.5 points. This is going to be a fun game to watch. It's week one. You know, and it's also a divisional game. I think we see a different Seahawks team. But I'm not going to ignore how good this Lions team is. Everyone can assume that this is the same Lions team all they want, but no, this is a different Lions team. These players, you know, I said this the day after the Lions won. These players, they worship Dan Campbell, you know, and I feel like when it comes to head coaching, when it comes to really good head coaching, it can lift an entire roster into. It can lift an entire team. It can lift random players into dominant football players. And that's what the Lions are becoming. You know, the Lions pass rush went after Patrick Mahomes. You know, the secondary looked amazing. You know, Jared Goff made plays. The Lions, like, everything about the Lions is great. You know, this is going to be a good game. I think this game's going to go down to the wire. I wouldn't be surprised if this game goes to overtime. When these two teams faced each other last year, I think this game went... The scoreboard, it showed the Lions and the Seahawks. I think the score is 44-45. Look, I don't expect a different showing. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. I wouldn't be surprised if this game almost hit 60 points. You know? But there's got to be a winner. This is not the same Lions team from last year. The Lions have upgraded on the defensive side, you know. And obviously last year that was one of the reasons why the Lions were losing so many games, because their defense couldn't stop. Their defense couldn't nail. They put the Lions defense couldn't put the nail in the coffin to end regular season games for the Lions to win. I think the Lions do get it done. And I'm going to say the Lions beat the Seahawks, but this game will be close. You know, this is not the same Seahawks team that we all saw when Russell Wilson was playing for. This is not the same Seahawks team we saw 2-3 years ago. This is the Seahawks team that will fight you. You know, and like I said, it's only week one. I think Geno Smith and the Seahawks are going to put up a fight. I think it's going to be a close game, but I'm going to roll the Lions in week two. It's going to be a close game, but give me the kitty cats. I'm going with the Lions to win and go 2-0. Give me Detroit. I'm going with Detroit. So yeah, I'm taking the Lions, but it should be a close game. All right, heading to Arizona. We got my New York Giants going on the road to face the Arizona Cardinals. Both teams are 0-1. Both teams are, look at, who's going to get the win? Mine, the Giants are favored to win by 5.5 points. Look at, there's no discussion. The Giants should win this game. We are the better team. We can't lose to Joshua Dobbs. And we can't lose to some backup quarterback. You know, like, it's not going to happen. The Cardinals are clearly tanking for the number one or number two overall pick. We are not losing to this Cardinals team. You know, it's week one. I understand the loss to Dallas. I understand it was a bad loss, but it's week one. It's only one game. I think we bounce back. Daniel Jones, you know, I think, not Daniel Jones. The offensive line shows up and we get to see what Daniel Jones can do. Obviously, we saw a little pinch of what Daniel Jones was able to do. You know, Daniel Jones had he rushed the ball twice for 20. Daniel Jones had two carries for 27 yards. You know, so I think the Giants bounce back in this game. And we beat the Cardinals, and we go 1-1. Give me my New York Giants. You gotta win this game. We're gonna win. There's no question. Give me the Giants. All right, guys. Next game, we got another divisional round. We got the San Francisco 49ers. They're going on the road to face the Los Angeles Rams. The 49ers are favored to win by 8 points. The 49ers whooped the Steelers. They put a big whooping on Pittsburgh. And look, they're facing a depleted Rams team. You know, the 49ers, they're going to win this game. The 49ers, look, and also they always have the Rams number. I'm taking San Francisco. They're going to win this game. Brock Purdy, he's going to continue his hype. He's going to continue playing at a high level. The 49ers defense, they're going to be coming after Matthew Stafford. And Cooper Kupp, I don't know if he's going to play or not. I'm taking the 49ers to go 2-0. Give me San Francisco. All right, guys, let's head to Let's head to Jerry World. We got the Dallas Cowgirls. They're gonna be at home facing the New York Jets. Obviously the Jets. The Jets got a big win, but they lost their best player, Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, we all saw what happened. Aaron Rodgers, he got sacked, and it looks like he messed up. It looks like his ankle twisted. And obviously, we all got the report. He's going to be out. He's going to be out for the entire season with a torn Achilles. Obviously, that's not good. We all want to see. I always wished that injuries never existed, but that's not the case. Injuries are gonna happen, you know, and it sucks. And that's what I mean when I always say, injuries suck because you never know when they're gonna pop up. You know, it's like magic. You know how those magicians have the bunny rabbit. And they put get the bunny rabbit out of their long black and white hat, and the bunny rabbit, they put the bunny rabbit right back into that black and white hat, and the bunny rabbit disappears. That's how injuries are, you know? But they pop up out of nowhere, and it sucks. Aaron Rodgers got injured out of nowhere, and it sucks, you know? So it looks like the Jets are gonna be rolling with Zach Wilson as their starting quarterback. This seems like the same Jets team from last year, but it really doesn't. This Jets team is very talented. They got a really good. The Jets defense, they whooped the Bills offense, you know. And it's gonna be interesting to see how they attack Dakota Prescott and this Cowboys offense. Obviously, we all know what Mike McCarthy's gonna do. He's not gonna force Dak to throw risky passes, you know, because we all saw what happened when Josh Allen tried to Super Bowl against his Jets secondary. He got intercepted 3 times, you know, so yeah. And also, the Cowboys offensive line, they may be missing some starters. You know, that's not good. Especially when you're going up against this defensive front. The Cowboys are favored to win by 9 points, and I understand. It's the quarterbacks. Everyone's gonna take Dak Prescott over Zach Wilson, but I don't think Zach Wilson needs to play at a high level. I think you can beat this Cowboys defense. You gotta trick them. You gotta make them look like fools, you know. I think you can run on this Cowboys defense. Daniel Jones in the first 5, 6, 7 minutes of the game against the Cowboys, he had 2 rushes for 27 yards. So you can definitely run on this Cowboys defense, you know. Obviously you gotta watch out for Micah Parsons. It's gonna be interesting, but you know what? I'm gonna be honest with my picks. I hate doing this, but I'm going with the New York Jets. I think the Jets win this game, and here's why. Because Tony Pollard ain't going anywhere. You're not gonna run all over this Jets defense, you know. And look at the Cowboys went in week one and played a New York Giants team that was rusty. This is a Jets team that wasn't rusty. They want to win, you know. And I don't blame them. The Jets have been horrible for the past 3 decades. They haven't made it to the playoffs since 2010? No, 2013. You know, they haven't won a playoff game since they won the Super Bowl. You know, and that was in the 60s. You know, the Jets are going to play like dirty underdog, and they are. I think the Jets go in the Jerry World. They beat the Cowgirls. And they walk out of Dallas going 2-0. Give me the J-E-T-S, Jets. Flying out of New Jersey with the win. Give me the Jets. It's going to be a close game. But I'm going with the Jets. Give me the Jets. All right, guys. Next game. We got the Washington Commanders who are coming off and Commanders are coming off a win over the Arizona Cardinals. They're going to be going to Broncos country and facing Russell Wilson and the Broncos in Denver, Colorado. The Broncos are favored to win by 3.5 points. Oh my God. This game is going to be crazy because I think this game's going to go either way. I was saying all the good things about Jimmy Garoppolo, but there's no excuse on why you lost that game. You should have beaten the freaking Raiders. You're much more elegant. I understand. Jared Judy was out. Cortland Sutton was out. The Broncos receiving corps in week one was depleted. But there's no excuses. You know, you got Javonte Williams. Just run it up the gut. Look at it. The Commanders are, even though a lot of people aren't talking about them, the Commanders, Washington, they're a very talented team. I like Sam Howell. You guys heard me say all the good things about this kid. I saw a lot of great things from Sam Howell in the preseason. You know? But that was a look at you played a Cardinals team that's clearly not interested in winning. You know, you're playing up against a legit Broncos defense. You know, I think the Broncos get the win at home and they beat the Commanders. It's gonna be a close game though. You know, we can't act like Washington doesn't have talent. They have talent. You know, they got Terry McLaurin's no scrub. Curtis Samuel, we know what he can. We all know Curtis Samuel brings to the table. Jahan Dotson's no scrub, you know. And the Commanders, they have a really good 1-2 punch at running back with Brian Robinson and Antonio Gibson, you know. So, and let's not forget about the Commander Washington's defense. Now they got some ballers on the defensive front. Obviously, you got Chase Young. This kid, Forbes, I don't know his full name, but this kid Forbes, he played pretty well too. So it's gonna be a close game. But Sam Howell, he's playing his first ever regular season game. You know, he's gonna struggle. And I think this is gonna be a learning moment for him that hey, every game in the NFL ain't gonna be easy. I'm gonna take the Broncos to win this game. This should be a closer. I'm not gonna say the Broncos win by 3.5. I think this game could. I'm gonna say the Broncos win by a touchdown. I'm gonna say 1 point, but give me Denver. Alrighty, guys. All right, next game we got the Miami Dolphins. They're going on the road facing the New England Patriots. The Dolphins are favored to win by 3 points. Miami looked really good last week. Tua Tagovailoa coming up clutch late in the fourth quarter. throwing a bomb to Tyreek Hill. Like I said before, guys. And look, no one wanted to believe me. This Dolphins team is going to be a huge threat in the AFC conference. Like I said, if you guys go back to my record prediction, I said it myself. If this offensive line can show up and stay healthy, and if Tua can stay healthy, and like Vic Fangio and this defense looks very dangerous. This Dolphins team not only can win the AFC East, but they can go to the Super Bowl. There is no electrifying duo. I don't think there's a a better electrifying duo than Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. I just don't. Both of these guys bring speed. They bring a lot of acceleration. Like, it's tough. It's like, you don't know what to do, you know? But this is going to be an interesting batch. This is going to be an interesting battle. The Patriots do got a good defense. The Patriots did show up against Jalen Hurts and the Eagles offense, you know? So this should be an interesting game. The Patriots, they're not that bad. It's their offense. If the Patriots offense can show up, they can win games. So let's see how this game goes down. I think if the Patriots want to win this game, you gotta put pressure on Tua. And I think there's a good chance that could happen. Because I don't have Let's see how good this Dolphins offensive line is. You know, but look, in today's game, you gotta win by offense, and I just don't have that much faith in this Patriots offense. Look, I understand Bill O'Brien's there. You know, Bill O'Brien who worked with Nick Saban. Obviously, Mac Jones, he came from Alabama. But I don't trust the talent on this Patriots offense. Yeah, you got Juju Smith-Schuster. Yeah, you got Bourne and all of those guys. But you know, I just don't think they're good enough to. I just don't trust the offensive line. You know, especially against this Dolphins defensive line. And we all know that Vic Fangio, who is the defensive coordinator for the Dolphins. We all know what he wants to do. He loves to put pressure on the opposing quarterback. Vic Fangio is one of the best defensive coordinators in the league. I gotta go with the Dolphins. I gotta go with Miami. But if the Patriots offense can find some way to get things going, they can show up and win games. But I just don't see it. So I'm going to go with the Dolphins to win this one. Like I said, look, this is a divisional game. You never know what you're going to expect, but give me the Dolphins to win this one. All right, guys, let's head. Oh yeah! Oh guys, the Dolphins and the Patriots game. The Dolphins and the Patriots game was actually the Sunday night football game. So that all of those games, those are all the games for Sunday. Oh, so yeah. So I got the Dolphins and the Patriots. That's gonna be a Sunday night football. So hey, I'm taking the Dolphins. All right, guys, let's head to Monday. We're going to be having a doubleheader on Monday Night Football. The first matchup we're going to be having the New Orleans Saints. They're going to be going on the road to face Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers. I'm obviously taking the Saints. I don't have much. Like, I like Bryce Young. You know, but the Panthers overall, they're not that good of a team. You know, their offensive line's not that good. You know, the Saints. Now, I'm gonna be honest here. The Saints did not look that good either. You know, Derek Carr, like I said before, guys. Yes, Derek Carr looked amazing, and yes, he looked amazing in the preseason. But that's in the preseason. Derek Carr looked horrible. You know, he did not look that good. You know, so, and you play the Titans team that isn't that talented, you know, but the Saints should win this game, the Panthers are not that good of a team. They're young, they got a new head coach, you know, they got a young quarterback, who I believe is going to be a star in the upcoming years, but the Saints, I love their defense. You know, the Saints, I love. You know, I think they have. When it comes to the wide receiver position, I think they have more talent at the wide receiver spot. Alvin Kamara, obviously he's coming back. He's going to be playing. I'm going to go with the Saints. So give me New Orleans. So yeah, that game's going to be happening at 7:15. And guys, we have we have one of the craziest matchups in the AFC North. This is going to be a crazy game. We're going to be having the Cleveland Brownies, who are coming off a big dominating win over the Cincinnati Bengals. They're going to be going on the road to face Kenny Pickett and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Browns are favored to win by 2.5 points. Oh my God, I don't know who to pick. Because look at the Steelers, everyone's talking about everyone's hype. Like, I picked the Steelers to win. I can't believe I was that dumb to pick the Steelers. All this hype about Pittsburgh, everyone was saying, oh, the Steelers are going to be this, they're going to be that. Everyone was so hyped about the Steelers, they picked the Steelers to upset the 49ers. I don't know why I did that, you know? I picked the Steelers only because Nick Bosa wasn't playing. Nick Bosa didn't sign a contract. And once I got the update that Nick Bosa signed a big contract with the 49ers, I was like, oh, jeez. I might get my pick wrong. But look it. The Browns, they got a good defensive line. The Steelers got a good defensive line. The Browns got a good secondary. The Steelers got a good secondary. But look it. I don't know what to expect from the Browns offensive line. You know, this is gonna be a tough task for this Steelers O-line trying to stop Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney. Jadeveon Clowney is on the Ravens. What am I saying? But there's a lot of talent on this Browns team. Deshaun Watson, you know, who balled out in week one. I'm sorry, Steelers fans, but I'm gonna say the Browns win this game. It should be a close one, though. You know, like, it should be a close one, but the Browns, I just feel like this is a different Browns team, and I think the Browns are gonna win this game and stay undefeated and go 2-0. So give me the Browns, but this should be a close game. And yeah, guys, those are all my picks for week number 2. And yeah, that's all I have to say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys feel about my picks. And I'll get right back at you guys about that one. But so far, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know if I picked your team to win or not. And I'll get right back at you guys about that one. But so far, that's all I have for you guys today. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants or more updates if there are any. I will also keep you guys updated for more lists if I can think of any more. Or if there's any questions or comments you guys have for me, you guys already know what to do. Go down in the Q&A box on Spotify, on my podcast at Giants Nation. And yeah, I'm free all day. You know, so that's all I gotta say about that one. But until then, guys, I'm out. Peace.